And
yeah.
Also, aside from breaking up with boyfriends, I've been watching this Big Brother show. Are you? I know you've watched Big Brother in the past.
I watched literally like the first two or three seasons, and then I was done.
So we're now on Big Brother 20.
Oh God.
And there's a guy on it. This is kind of heartbreaking to me. Maybe or maybe not. I'm not sure. It's developing right now. But there's a guy on the show, Joey, who's named JC. And he's like super short and muscular. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even saying like, oh, he's a short guy. He's like under 5 foot tall. He's mm-hmm. like, which I think is legal. I don't know. He's really short. And he's also gay. Sure. He's from West Hollywood, or he sure. lives in West Hollywood. He's like a go-go dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so something has happened on the show, and there's like people like calling for his like removal. There's like gay people Why? That are upset with him. Have you heard this at all?
No.
So it kind of
but
just
wait, hold
hit
on for
today.
A second. Hold on. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Because we need to do this correctly. And now it's time for Mike and Joe on the aisle with Mike and Joe.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And he's like super short.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2747. LBFO for two, I say Tuesday the 7th of August 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you what I did Sunday night. And on Monday, Big Fatty, you just want to play Alex LaFan's music. Hello, up laters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're up laters, because that's what Big Fatty was on Sunday night. Y'all, Big Fatty, if you're going to talk about being retired and what you're doing, you got to play the Alex Lefebvre. Oh, Big Fatty, by the way, Heart Cub just took a shot. Every time we say Alex Lefebvre's name, Heart Cub's got a drinking game. It's going to take a shot. Yes, Big Fatty, and Peter G says the two of y'all need to get a room. Oh, well, okay, I'll get a room with Alex. Big Fatty! Yourself. Oh, all right. Anyway, Sunday, after I recorded the little show, y'all had a suits meeting. Prior to us doing the State of the Station for the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all, and we had State of the Station. Y'all, it ran a whole hour, and y'all, that is now available in a standalone little show. Over, just go over and subscribe to Pride 48 Shows, I believe is what it's called, and you can listen to the whole thing. But y'all, we had lots of good information, both technical for the podcasters and for the listeners and for folks that aren't even going down to Nolens. Y'all, we had information about ordering merchandise with the Nolens logo on it. We had information about when the little shows are going to be presented. And we had information about the extra events and all that we're going to be having down there at Pride 48. Y'all, we got an e-letter going out to everybody going down to New Orleans. That'll be going out early part of this week. It may be going out today. I don't know. But we're prepared. Yes, Big Fatty, prepared. And, y'all, there's going to be, in addition to all the little shows, there's going to be a Thursday night dinner, and then Big Fatty's going to do a horror bar pub crawl. Yes, Big Fatty, and they're not allowed to wear cologne, and they need to dress appropriately, so most people won't be going. Well, okay. And then we've got a riverboat jazz cruise on the Mississippi with a lunch included on Friday. We got the Pride 48 Brufkas Saturday morning that we're asking everybody to participate in. Then on Sunday night, we've got a ghost tour. Oh, Big Fatty, a ghost tour. I don't know if I like that. But, y'all, you can go over to pride48.com and take a look at everything that's going on. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all then after that had to run into the living room and watch Big Brother, because y'all, that was the Sunday night edition of the Big Brother, and you know, that goes from 8 p.m. in the evening to 9 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Yes, Big Fatty, and Sam in the Hinterlands loves that little show here. Y'all, Sam in the Hinterlands, let me just tell you this. Sam in the Hinterlands has become... She's become a super fan, this summer, and she's really enjoying it, I think. But and then at 9:15 p.m. in the evening, just 15 minutes later, old Crooked Hat and I got together with Mr. Mike Lawson. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show talking about the Big Brother, and y'all, he was on But First with us last night, and y'all, we went about an hour and 15 minutes. Y'all, there at the end, Digga up there in the Chicago's was trying to do the face space call with Big Fatty. And y'all, it was coming in over the computer. And y'all, I couldn't tell it to stop. And y'all, then when I didn't answer, y'all, I couldn't hear what Mike Lawson and old Crooked Hat was saying. They could hear me. So y'all, it was yes, Big Fatty, it was a train wreck. It was a train wreck. And y'all, in the middle of the But First podcast, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Big Fatty, a squeaky gentleman caller, is getting tired. Well, get used to it is all I got to say. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a feast. Okay. Oh, yes, I know. Okay. Y'all start getting testimoniums from one of my semi-regular gentlemen callers. And y'all, I just have a real good time with him. He's in mid-40s, so he's He's got a little experience on him. Yes, Big Fatty, a little experience. And but y'all, he enjoys Big Fatty's company. Y'all, we've been getting together. It's probably, yes, Big Fatty, like a decade, like Mike and Joe. With you've known each other almost a decade. Well, it could be. But y'all, he really enjoys the special chair also. But y'all, I gotta tell you, he has other specialties other than the enjoying the spe- Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear it. He started texting me, and I said, well, I can't right now, but I'll get back with you in about an hour, within the hour. And y'all, so I finished up with But First, and then started sending him a textimonium, and I said, are you still interested? He goes, yes. And I said, well, it's kind of late. It was probably about 11. It was after 11 o'clock p.m. in the evening. And I said, well, it's kind of late. You want to come over now? You want a rain check? He says, you decide. I said, well, I'm retired. I don't have to get up in the morning. And I finally says, you know what? Come on. And he says, that's the correct answer. So y'all probably about, I don't know, it was about 11:40, 11:35, somewhere there. Y'all, he arrived, and y'all, we had such a good time. It was just lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, we've made a plan that one of these days he's just going to come and spend the night. Going to come spend the night. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll just be rough and tumble all night long. Well, I don't know. Well, it could be. So he left about 12:35 a.m. in the morning, somewhere in there. And y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I couldn't go to sleep. I just couldn't go to sleep. Big Fatty, that Whitman tinkle strikes again. I'll tell you, it was a couple of things. Y'all, I was just so worked up. That was part of it. And part of it probably was Whitman Tinka's fault. But y'all, guess what I got stuck in my head? Big Fatty.
Say hello, say hello.
Pop and fresh crescent rolls. Dinner rolls just taste better when you bake them up yourself. Fresh. Try Pillsbury Crescent, Butter Flake, or Parker House.
It's such a nice feeling.
Get to know. Pop and fresh stuff. Yeah, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, that's that honky tonk. That's that honky tonk pianer. Big Fatty, I bet Alex Lefebvre could play that for you. But Big Fatty, there goes Hot Cub taking another shot. It's, it was probably 4 o'clock in the morning before I finally drifted off to sleep. Big Fatty, that's definitely Whitman Tinka territory. Woke up about 8 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, but I got up anyway and had my coffee, read the newspaper. Watched some stuff on the TV machine, and y'all didn't have to spend a lot of time today. Vomiting? No. What have I been doing? Big Fatty, we don't know. Updating things for the Pride 48. And y'all, then I went out for. I went out for a nipple walk. It's kind of warm, but y'all, we didn't have any rain today. Although I've heard some thundering out in the area. Big Fatty. And y'all, the other thing, y'all, there was one other thing that I wanted to tell you that I did. Over the weekend is y'all. Do you know the Paul Lynn? Oh my goodness! Oh, It's kind of like the an early version of the Charles Nelson Reilly. But Yali used to be the center square. The center square on the Peter Marshall Hollywood Squares. Yeah, I guess y'all know, Paul Lynn was always the center square on the Peter Marshall hosted version of the Hollywood Squares. Yes, McFetty. And Rose Marie was the upper center, and Wally Cox was the upper left, and Charlie Weaver was the lower left. It's true. Paul Lynn, oh my goodness. He always had the quick kind of bitchy answers to the questions, but y'all, he was also very knowledgeable. Yes, McFetty. However, remember the stars were brief prior to the show to help them with their bluffs. Well, that's true, they were. But anyway, Paul Lynn. He always had something clever to say, and he always laughed at his response. He would go, the question that I thought was one of the funniest ones on this, and y'all, it was a collection of all these different Paul Lynn answers to different questions that were asked on the show. Peter Marshall asked the question. He says, on a ship, when a man goes overboard, the crew yells out, "Man overboard!" He says, what do they yell out when a woman goes overboard? And y'all, without hesitation, Paul Lynn says, "Full steam ahead!" I just kerfuffled. Yes, Big Betty, it doesn't take much. Anyway, full steam ahead! Lefebvre could do that song to be Fanny. There goes Hot Cub again. I guess so. Paul Lynn and the old gal, you know, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, one of her dear friends and mentors, Big Fatty, was Charles Nelson Reilly. You know, he was on The Match Game. You know, by the way, y'all, I don't know if you've heard this or not. Big Fatty, everybody's heard it. We're playing The Match Game. Match the Podcasters out there in New Orleans. And y'all, it's just going to be lovely. Just lovely. And Paul Lynn was truly one of my favorites. Older Grussy, Big Fatty, it has been memory lane today. That's for damn sure. So, Big Fatty got a package here at the villa today. But, y'all, I think it may be a package to celebrate Big Fatty's exiting of the birth canal. Oh, Big Fatty, when is that? Well, it may be on Friday. Oh, by the way, Dr. Stones is on Thursday. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from out there on the left coast from the Catching Up little show. And Mike Lawson, any comments about But First?
He's like super short.
Oh, Big Fatty, he saw you on the camera on the Goggle Hangout.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.